2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Tim Hughes back. We're sitting inside Ebenezer's bar and grill. Listen to me.
Everybody thinks that. Yep. That's normal. Don't worry.
It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Here's a little bit of trivia for you. In Utah, it is illegal to have a bar and grill. You can't have that in the name. So we're barn and grill. It looks like a big old barn in here. It looks like we just moved the hay out.
I should have known that with the liquor laws in this.
You come in, there's a bar and a grill in here.
There is a bar and a grill.
That's right.
But not in the name.
That's right.
Lance is here. Tim's here. Ward is here. I want to talk about this new show you guys have. And let me start with this. You start by singing a Dierks Bentley song, and I was listening to the lyrics. It says, "Ain't no telling where the wind might blow. I could make a million or wind up broke, free and easy. Down the road I go." People are probably familiar with the song. Mm-hmm. "Can't take it with you when you go, so free and easy down the road I go." And then the next line says, "Someday I know it's going to take me home." And I thought, what if that strikes personal to Tim coming from Richfield? And now here you are.
Every once in a while, I think you're it's hit me a few times, and I've got the chills during that line.
Yeah,
because you're right. I never would have thought I ended up here. As much as I love to live in Nashville, it's a wonderful place. I never thought I'd leave there. I never in a million years thought I'd end up here. I remember singing here one time and thought, this is a wonderful place. How lucky would someone be to live here? And, yeah, what a great line in a song. Yeah.
But it just struck me when I saw Tim up there singing that line.
Yeah. That's great that you picked up on that.
The show is called Timeless. I mentioned a minute ago that the fun thing is just watching everybody sing along. And if they're not singing out loud, they're at least mouthing all of the words to it. I started our conversation tonight talking about the relationships you had in Nashville. A lot of those people popped on screen.
That's right.
To let everybody know that they know you're here and share their relationship, Ward. And I saw a video cut that had to be a lot of it shot in Nashville, so you guys made a trip back and put your friends on video.
We did. Yeah, that was kind of the idea.
With our cell phone, too, by the way.
Yeah. Travis Howard is the producer of this new show, and he's a friend of mine from way back from Nashville, and he wrote a bunch of stuff for Miranda Lambert and many others. And us, all of our friends in Nashville, living there for so long, we came up with this idea. It'd be really great, all these songs, if we got some of the people who we know to kind of introduce, different sections of the music. And it was kind of a harebrained idea that we were like, well, we'll see if we can get it happen. And sure enough, actually, it was really cool of everybody to agree to do it,
So I realized, Sawyer Brown's in there, Diamond Rio's in there. Yeah.
All of our friends, and I realized hanging out with Ward, man, I wish I'd have known him when we were hanging out in Nashville. We'd have tore it up because we know how to make friends in town, and we had a lot of hookups together. And so, I'm pretty sure we could have had a successful band together as well out there in Nashville.
Was it his steel guitar that made you want to get him out here?
And the top hat.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Anybody can play steel guitar wearing a hat like that is pretty good.
But in this show, they get you out from behind the steel, don't they?
On a serious note, though, real quick, Dean Dillon, the Country Music Hall of Fame member from 2021, he told me one time, he's produced a record on Due West. He said, "Boys, you do a live show, you need to get a steel guitar player like Randy Houser's got. He's the best in the business."
And that was this guy?
That's this guy. And here he is. Here he is in Bryce Canyon. Yeah, and he is the best in business, best all-around guy, and a bus driver.
But let's see. Yeah. It was steel guitar. It was bass guitar. It was banjo. Yeah. I don't know if there was a lead or a rhythm in there.
Yeah, it's acoustic guitar, slide guitar. Just, in Nashville, I was basically a what they call a utility player. So in order to not have to pay you know, 3 or 4 or 5 extra members of the band if you can find one guy that can kind of play a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You got paid the most.
Oh, yeah. I never got paid anything extra for that. I got paid just the same. It was
just like, a session fee. Yeah,
that's what we tell the other players.
Yeah, and now you get a chance to display all of that at night.
Yeah.
We were talking about people getting songwriters and producers getting their chance to, you know, show their talents when normally, you know, there's a band or a high-profile single artist out there that gets all the attention. You plucked some great talent from right here in Utah. Mm-hmm. We saw them last year, and they're back this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I went to Snow College. A real good friend of mine, Rich Dixon, he's a great guitar player, and he's a professor there. And he hooked me up to a guy named Ted. I can't remember Ted's last name all of a sudden. And Ted, he taught some of these guys in school, and Ted gave me phone numbers, and we had them audition. We got some great guys from the college, and then my friend Jason Deer found us the Roosevelt that you saw tonight, and then I have my niece here, and we also have the fiddle player that plays with us once in a while. Her daughter sings.
Yeah.
And we just kind of found some great singers amongst all this talent here in Nashville. There's a lot of great talent here. And
You forgot my favorite player, which is my son. He plays the fiddle up here, too. Yeah.
Right here. Yep. Yeah, right here in Trafford.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's
homegrown.
He's wanting to go on the road someday.
I know.
You want to say something?
He's caught the bug.
He's got the bug.
And it's fun, man. It's great to see him grow. And he gets
And I have zero musical ability, so I can't even clap. I'm the guy in the crowd when everybody's clapping along the music. It's like, that guy can't even clap. He's like a half a beat late than everybody. That's me.
This must be great for you, though. You've had a lot of shows go through here, a lot of talent go through
Absolutely.
Here. These guys are hands-on. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. I noticed the change in the set on stage even.
Oh, yeah.
And the way the screen now works into the backdrop is just beautiful. So having them here, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, your families actually are working the food line too, aren't they?
Yeah. My family's and his family's. His wife works all the internet stuff. My wife cooks. My kids do all the cleaning up and all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
And then our other kids get on stage, and then my sister works here and manages the place. She pays them all a dollar when they get on stage.
But, I mean, for you, that's a dream come true, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, we're a family business, and to have families join our family, we just kind of adopt everybody in and bring them in as part of the story. And, it's real neat to have these guys here.
After about 5 years, they quit calling you outsider.
Yeah. These guys are family now, for good or bad.
It takes that long, huh?
Yep.
How do you decide, I don't know how long the set is, but for Timeless, is it an hour? Is it
about an hour,
hour 15, something? Yeah. How do you decide with all the timeless songs in country music?
That is a great question.
How you squeeze it into to an hour?
Or not lost a lot of sleep. I'd call him at 3 in the morning. He'd call me at 2 in the morning. We'd talk about another song to add to the set and which one to take off. And, man, it took us a month and a half, 2 months to get just a set list.
It took us a long time to get to hone it in. And even once we got all the songs that we thought we wanted to put in there, we still had to sort of trim it back even more because what we've found here is that just, you know, an hour long is about the perfect amount of time. If you go even 2 or 3 minutes too long, you know, it's you want people to leave wanting more rather than looking for the door and being like, when's this thing going to be over? So we had, I mean, it was difficult, but we just kept carving at it and trying certain things and this and that. And this is kind of, I think we ended up with some pretty good songs. So.
And we had what we thought was our girl singer set until one day the three of us were talking on the phone and we just said, why not the Judds? Mm-hmm. And everything
particularly
changed.
This year.
Well, but we didn't know anything about them even going to the Hall of Fame or nothing. We just knew that their songs were timeless. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Judds. So we put that set in there, and the second time that we performed Timeless, that was a night. That night, that was the day that Naomi passed. We had to get up on there, and it was tough. Yeah.
By the way, Tim doesn't mean Willie Nelson, just so you know. All right, wrap this up for us, Lance.
Yeah.
There are places for him to get more information.
Absolutely. Just again, just go to rubiesin.com, follow us on all the social medias. We're on everything. And just look at that Hot Deals button. That's going to drive you into the cheapest time to travel. And come down and see us. We'd be glad to have you. This is a great time. Again, we're less than a tank of gas away. You know, I always say when you're traveling from the Wasatch Front, once you get to – You know, people think we're way out here, but once you hit Santa Quinn, we're about 3 hours.
Yeah.
So that's pretty close.
It's not bad. Yeah. Here's the other thing I want to mention, because I do Utah's Morning News Monday through Friday. We've done a lot of talking about the fire down here. Mm-hmm. And I was a little worried about the visibility in the park and the air debris. I didn't even realize there was a fire the whole time.
Well, you got to realize it's God's country, son. Yeah.
The wind blows just the right way.
He takes care of us, as I say, if you've seen that on the news or something like that, the fire's not affecting us. It's over there. You know, it's close to Bryce Canyon, but, man, there's still beautiful vistas to be had.
Yeah. And you guys have a ton of social media, too, that people can follow and look up and give you some ratings once they've been here.
Yeah, go to Bryce Canyon Wranglers on Instagram, at Bryce Canyon Wranglers, and follow us and check out all the cool stuff we got going on, all the different things we do.
You've also got merchandise here. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that the family's working everything. You're also hawking T-shirts and hats. And that's kind of fun and comes with the experience of being on the road, too.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks, as always, for just having a great night of entertainment, fantastic night of food. Mr. Syrett, to you and your family, thank you.
Thank you. And it's always fun to have you.
Again, if you get the chance, and you should take that chance to come down and really enjoy all that is here just right in our backyard. Stay with us. We'll come back and wrap up the program next here on KSO.
It's a hell of a place to lose a count.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors. Brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Oh, boy, it's going to be a hot 4th of July weekend, and you're probably out there in the midst of it now. But, man, we're going to be escaping to the high country. I know that with our family. We're actually headed up to a little piece of private property on a lake that's fully stocked with fish just waiting to be caught, which I can't wait to do over the next 3 days. But if you're looking for ways to escape the heat, I've got a great idea for you, and that's with one of our sponsors, the sponsor of this program, Trax Power Sports and Bear River Lodge. Roger Eggett is back with us. What is it, scorching hot, 80 degrees up there or something during the day now?
It is 80 degrees, but this week, Tim, we were in the 60s and we had rain again, and so it's been cooling off up here.
Yeah, it's still a nice getaway. I also saw on your social media yesterday or the day before that the foundation is being laid for another giant cabin up there. That's great news.
Yeah, it's exciting. Cabin, we call it Cabin 14, you know, my creativity in numbers, but Cabin 14 has started, so they're pouring the concrete on Tuesday, and they've been laying out the foundation forms. This one is designed specifically for family reunions, has 7 bedrooms, sleeps 26 people. It'll be just awesome.
You and I both come from sizable families, and particularly as our kids have grown and started having kids of their own, so sometimes we get caught up in this mindset that a family means a bunch of people, but for many people, a family is just two. And I know, and maybe we don't talk about often enough, your quaint two-person cabin, just a one-bedroom. And you've got some fantastic ones, even some new ones that we should talk about here.
Yeah, you know, Jamie and McKinley went and remodeled completely our little studio cabins last year, and they are beautiful. They're ideal for two people. So they overlooked the hot tubs in the pool. We added all new roofs, all new porches, put kitchens in them, or kitchenettes in them, put beautiful king beds. We did the bathroom. So these little studios are ideal for two people. So if you want to get away, just you and your loved one, come up and stay in a studio cabin. They are beautiful. They're single cabins, so there's no one above you or below you. There's a single unit right by the swimming pool and hot tubs. It's a great way to get away, and they are so, so nice inside. It's just fun.
We rode through on our motorcycles last year, and some of that construction or some of the remodel was actually going on. For anybody that's been up there in the past to Bear River Lodge and rented snowmobiles, one of those happens to be where you'd go pick up your helmets and your gear, I think.
Yeah, we took the old helmet room and we turned it into a beautiful studio cabin. So now the helmet room is over in the main building. So that's okay. These studios are really beautiful.
Are the fish biting?
Oh, the fish. I don't know if you saw the post from my brother Rich. He was up there this week fishing, and there are dozens and dozens of fish. I don't know how many, but he was feeding them right from the shore, and they were just swarming up there. So, yeah, the fish are on.
You sometimes will mention that people don't necessarily have to come stay at the cabins to take advantage of the ponds, although I would suggest that. And the great thing is the ponds are just below the back of most of those cabins as they face the river, and you can sit out there on the back deck while you've got burgers on the grill or a steak or whatever it is you're cooking up and just enjoy watching the kids have a great time.
Yeah, the fishing ponds are a lot of fun. If you're camping up in the area, come over and fish. So if you can't catch a fish at Whitney Reservoir or Lily Lake or Mirror Lake, come on over, drop in a line. Your kids and grandkids will catch fish. And if you don't know how to fly fish, come practice on our ponds, because I see guys down there practicing all the time, practicing their technique. And it's a great way to do it because you know you're going to get fish.
Yeah. Are most of the trails open now, or you still have some remnants of snow on the ground?
No, 100% of the trails are open, so it's good. We had guys go up over the top of Elizabeth this week. We went down to Lake Lyman. That everywhere's open, so come up and ride your side-by-side, your ATVs, your dirt bikes. All the trails are open, and it is beautiful. The spring flowers are out, so it is beautiful to get out in the forest right now.
I think
this weekend is going to be just busy.
Yeah, we have been reporting on Utah's Morning News that AAA says there's going to be 48 million, almost 50 million people that are hitting the road. And maybe you don't want to go that far because of the cost of fuel these days, but that's the great thing about Bear River Lodge. It's just far enough from home to make you feel like you really got away, but it's so close. What is it, hour and a half or so to get up there?
Yeah, just between an hour and a half and 2 hours to get up. And If you don't have plans for this weekend, just come for a ride. Come up for a burger. Come up and see the forest. The forest right now is absolutely beautiful. So get up, take a ride on the Mirror Lake Highway, stop in for a burger, bring your kids up to fish, whatever. Just get out and enjoy these great outdoors because it's beautiful right now.
And if you want more information, just go to BearRiverLodge.com. Or if you just want to go up for a ride, tell them where to get that information on the Trax website.
TraxPowerSports.com, T-R-A-X, PowerSports. If you just want a machine for a day and you want to pick it up in Bountiful or Morgan or come up to Bear River Lodge, go to Trax Power Sports, pick up your machine, and go for a ride.
I was worried of even catching up with you with everything you've got on your schedule right now, but thanks for squeezing some time for us.
Hey, Tim, you're my favorite talk to every week. You know, I just look forward to talking to you.
Well, one of these days we'll actually get to do it face-to-face, sitting with a burger or a steak in front of us. How's that?
Hey, I'm open. You just tell me the day. I'll eat a burger with you any day.
All right, Roger. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend with the family.
You too, Tim. Take care.
That's going to do it for this week's show. Don't go away. The Greenhouse Show is next between 8 and 11 o'clock, and Todd and Maria will take great care of you. Hope you get that time to spend with your family. Get out and celebrate this great country that we live in, and we'll see you Tuesday morning with another edition of Utah's Morning News here on KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.